Pest Control to find out how easy and affordable it is to protect your home. Mackenzie Pest Control, pest-free, the best it can be.
KBOE Live and Local 827, 44 degrees. And time for our monthly What's In Outdoors with Phil Totten, brought to you by our good friends at Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply on West Highway 50. You know, if Blue Stem doesn't have it, it probably is not around. Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply. And our good friends at Express Tire and Auto, John and Jenny and the exceptional crew at Express Tire and Auto, always take great care of you on East 12th near the Water Tower. Studio North down in Council Grove. Phil, good morning. How are you? How you doing, Phil?
And then I was the other day, Ron.
You are, huh?
I do have a story to share. We'll get that into the second part of the program. But right now, I want to go to Milford Lake and talk to my good buddy Joe Bragg with Stump 30 Guide Service. Joe is has some clients out there with some kids, and they're going to go after crappie. And here at Council Grove, I don't think the spawn has really happened in the big reservoir. I do know we sold out of minnows last Sunday, but City Lake is producing them. So, and different bodies of water change. Time period when crappie will bite in the lakes are different. They warm up different. So I want to talk to an expert. So Joe Bragg, how you doing this morning?
Pretty good, Phil. How about yourself up there?
Well, I'm sure glad that Mother Nature has given you a day to get out on water. Hasn't this wind been something?
Just a little. That's putting it mildly, Phil.
Well, I know last March when I talked to you for our official report, you said the crappie were in a transition period, and they haven't really committed to the spawn, that you were spider, and then also drifting for channels. So I like a guy that has that kind of experience, and if one don't want to bite, maybe you can get them on the other end. But what's the plans today to go after crappie?
Kind of what you were talking about. We're going to spider rig some shallow brush piles. These crappie, they're in the neighborhood, but they're not really on the beds and spawning yet. You know, they're staged up back to these pockets up in the shallows. They're just scattered and suspended. So we're going to do a little bit of spider rigging out the front and drag a few blue cat poles out the back and see what. Either way, we're going to get these kids something to fight.
Well, when you talk about spider rigging, Joe, just what is that technique for our listeners that don't know?
We'll have four poles straight out the front, 10-foot crappie poles, and we'll have minnows on them. And we're just kind of drifting along the shallows and in the backs of these pockets just real slow. I've got some brush piles that I've put out and 6 to 10 foot of water, and we've got some fish that's sitting in those just staged up waiting on the water to get right, and then they're going to move up and spawn. So we're going to target some of them shallow brush piles this morning and hang four poles with minnows and see how fast these kids can bring them in.
Have the kids fished before, Joe, or is this their first experience?
Oh, they've been out a few times, but they're young. They're gonna have a ball today.
Mm-hmm.
They're down at
the
bait shop wrapping up the. They're getting the fishing licenses knocked out right now. We're as soon as we hang up the phone, we're putting it in the water and heading out of here.
Do you plan on casting any for the shores? You know, casting into the shore for crappie. Any? Do you think they're up that tight on the beds? Or is it, like I said, you just going to be searching?
We're going to be more in search mode today. This afternoon, after it warms up a bit, we'll probably throw some jigs and grubs and see what happens. But this morning, it got kind of cool last night, and I'm expecting them to be sitting out a little bit this morning.
Well, Joe, when you're working kids, you know, of course, we need to fit the equipment to the kids. Now, being a guide and me fishing with you and watching what you do, you'll generally explain to your clients, won't you, just what you're going to be doing and what to expect and show them some different methods and get them out there. But What do you feel when they catch their first fish?
Kind of a sense of accomplishment, you know, just helping spread the enjoyment of crappie fishing and passing it on to the next generation, and you know, just teaching them that there's more than one way to skin a cat when it comes to catching these crappies. And that's kind of the big thing for me. I just like helping people get better, you know. I've been kind of blessed and fortunate that I'm able to do this every day. And, you know, when I get a guy that works 60 hours a week and he's only got a couple hours to take his kids fishing on a Sunday afternoon, you know, I like to teach them all that stuff. It helps them, you know, take their kids out, and then they can pass. You know, it just, I don't know, it just makes me feel good, Phil.
Yes, sir. Well, Joe, I never have spider rigged, but I know, you know, fishing with minnows, when we are drop shotting into brush piles, we always hook the minnows through the eye. Plus, you tell me the minnow does not want to see what's coming after it. But do you bait the minnow any different when you spider rig? Do you use bob just to regulate your depth on your line?
No, we'll measure the line out, and same deal. We just hook them right through the eyes.
I know
kinda, what they'll
dots.
Do is they'll just flutter. No, we'll tight line them.
Uh-huh. What other species do you target, Milford Joe?
We like to catch these big old blue cats once in a while. Now, if you've never seen if you never watched a 5, 6, 7, 8-year-old kid fight a fish that weighs about as much as they do, it's definitely a sight to behold.
Yes, sir. Well, how about walleye? Do you think the walleye are already spawned in Milford, or are they back on the flats?
I think they're on the flats. You know, I couldn't find them. I haven't heard anything good about the walleye fishing at Milford this year.
Mm-hmm.
As far as I know, you're catching the best walleye out there at Studio North or South or whichever direction you are out there.
Well, my wild space area is the north, Joe, and I'll tell you, and when I get into telling the story about me and the catfish and the skunk, I went from the south to the north pretty quick, I'll guarantee you. But no, I think the walleye spawns over, I'm pretty sure, because I'm catching some fish out on the flats, you know, more in shallower water, and we'll get into that method a little bit later on the show. Joe, working with kids, what kind of equipment would you, you know, I'm an advocate of getting them started with a Zepco 33, especially when they're casting, and then, you know, program them. But do you see the kids coming out that you fish with that are pretty knowledgeable before they get in the boat?
9 times out of 10, they know how to catch fish. And as what I do is I have a little bit of every. I've got a great big boat, plenty of room, and I'll have poles with everything from, you know, 5-foot ultralights with, like you said, Zebco 33s on up to, you know, what I use in tournaments and stuff like that. So when you got kids, you kind of got to be prepared for a little bit of everything. Casting helps keep them busy. And, you know, when the time of year is right, it's a great way to catch these shallow fish. So it can be a good deal. But the deal with kids is don't try to force anything on them. You know what I mean? Worry more about the kids having fun than catching fish, you know.
Oh, you hit the nail on the head there, Joe. Yes, sir. Well, Joe, good luck with you on today's fishing, and I will be talking to you later on tonight because I tell you, it's crappie that's really got me fooled this spring, the way things are going. And, of course, here at the marina, I monitor and talk to the fishermen when they come in. And, oh, one thing I was thinking, too, do you use plastics when you spider rig, Joe, or just strictly going with the meat?
Nope. As they get into the spawn and these male fish are more aggressive and protecting them beds, we will absolutely put plastic jigs down there and just troll along the banks.
Okay, sir. You be safe, and tell those kids that we do have a summer-long family fun fishing contest that I'll get a bit later they're on in the show. I sure want to see some answers from them. They might just win a lifetime hunting and fishing license. Thank you, Joe.
Well, that would come in handy.
Yes, sir. Like Joe said, it's been something different this year. I have caught some crappie here. I caught 10 just the other day. They were up next to the banks. In cleaning them, you're going to hear so much about the difference in the egg development that they have and looking at the eggs. The crappie that I caught up next to the banks, their eggs were real yellow. They had some real healthy blood veins in them, so I think the crappie, well, I hope that they're going to come into the banks because that's really the way a lot of people know how to fish them. Speaking with Joe, fishing the spawn is all more of a guessing game. So where when after they leave the spawning areas and go back out to their haunts, ledges and brush piles, that's when he really gets on to them. So let's go to that first break, and I'm going to tell you about my close encounter of the weird kind.
All right. Phil Totten, what's in outdoors here, KVOE Live and Local, back with more after this.
Oh, come on.
Tired of being frustrated when your string trimmer line breaks? Then stop by Blue Stem Farm and Ranch and meet the Ego Power Plus Power Load battery-powered 56-volt string trimmer. The world's first string trimmer with Line IQ technology. It monitors and feeds line for a continuous 15-inch cutting swath for non-stop trimming, no bump needed. Just insert the line and push a button to wind and get back to work in seconds. Stop by Blue Stem Farm and Ranch today and check out the Ego Power Plus String Trimmer.
Get your spring vehicle maintenance done at Express Tire and Auto. Whether you drive a car, truck, or ATV, the professionals at Express Tire and Auto can diagnose the problem and repair your ride. See them for free tire checks, new tires, and automotive repairs. They're also an authorized Polaris dealer with ATV sales, service, and accessories. Express Tire and Auto will keep your transportation in top condition. Express Tire and Auto, 806 East 12th, open Monday through Friday till 5:30, Saturdays till noon.
KVOE AM 1400, 96.9 FM, live and local. Sunshine, 44 degrees. Good morning. It is 8:40, and you are tuned in to What's In Outdoors, brought to you by Express Tire and Auto and Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply, hosted by Phil Totten, Council Grove Studio North. Phil, beautiful morning out there this morning.
Oh, I tell you, we're blessed to have a day like today after what we've been going through.
Yeah.
If I still had hair, I'd be wondering about it as the wind has been down in here. But Ron, do you think it's true that all the world's a stage?
Every day, Phil. Every doggone day.
Well, it's quite a stage here in Studio North and Studio South. I start my day by generally getting little Myrna up and taking her out. And got a quail project going on here in Studio North, to where I will bring a race-release birds home from the field trials that I judge. And, of course, she's always with me, and I keep one bird in the cage, but I release the others out in the yard, and I hope that they will nest. And I've had some successful hatches doing that, and especially right there on Loma Vista Drive in Emporia, okay, where they use the right-of-way on I-30 as their nesting, and then they brought their brood into the yard, and it's so much fun. So the other day, I took little Myrna to Studio North, released the birds, and while she was doing her thing, I went out and I had about an 8-pound catfish that I'd caught on a 7-inch crappie. And it is legal to use sports fish that are legally caught as bait, but it just needs to be a legally caught fish, and, you know. So I use these crappie that are real prevalent in this city lake as bait for bigger fish. And I was blessed with catching a nice channel cat. Well, anyway, when I was cleaning this catfish, I noticed something down around my feet, and it was a skunk. And, you know, I couldn't believe it, but this old guy can still run, you know. But anyway, I tried to sort of scare that skunk off, but he was coming after me. So finally, I threw the catfish at it and ran up to the back because I didn't want little Myrna to get into it. And by the time that I come around the west side, she had went down the east side, and she was right up on top of that skunk. So when I hollered at her, she Well, I was really surprised. She left it alone and come up to it. So we got her secured, and I went to try to find me something to get rid of that skunk with. And by the time I got back out into the yard, it was gone. So I, and if the listeners would can give me some ideas how to get skunk smell off your clothes or off your animals.
That's been a lifelong problem, I think, hasn't it? Outdoors people that have had to deal with that on their pets or their clothing. So, yeah, good question there, Phil.
Well, I had Ginger check Little Myrna over for any bites, and she wouldn't bit, and she never even got sprayed. So I was lucky there, but I did smell some of the skunk on my clothes, and just washing them won't do it. But if you ever go to the Eco Meet there, that the it's called Exploring the Great Outdoors, that the Twin River Shooting Sports have, you'll run into a group called the Kansas Fur Harvesters, and they give me a remedy to remove the smell of skunk from your clothes. And listeners, if you go too fast on the show, that you want any of this information, feel free to give me a call at 620-794-5373 or email me at outdoors.kvoe.com, and we'll get this information to you. A lot of people just recommend washing your clothes in tomato juice or dousing your critter in tomato juice. But what you find that this recipe really works better, and once again, it's put up by the Kansas Fur Harvesters. These people are trappers, and I'm sure they experienced a lot more skunks than I do. But you just simply mix a quart of hydrogen peroxide with a cup of baking soda, a teaspoon of liquid dish soap, and mix all this together. And then sponge or cloth it onto your animal, including the inside of the mouth, if they get it there. So that's what I'm going to wash my clothes in, because the first washing didn't get the skunk out of them. Brian, I had a great day yesterday at Payrock. Of course, they're doing some great things there, and we will be there again Saturday celebrating Earth Day about fishing. But believe it or not, 30 kids from William Mountain White braved the weather and came down to Payrock, and we were going to introduce them to fishing, get them ready for it that they'll be doing out at Camp Alexander. But the weather was just too bad, so we did a classroom presentation. I really want to thank the teachers for bringing the kids down there. And we will be at Payrock on Saturday doing part of the Earth Day presentations and answering all the questions about fishing. I had a great day at the Women's Night Out. Well, it was a night on it. That was a great experience. I really enjoy talking to the ladies that come and ask me about the outdoors and things to do. And this one lady, she said, "Phil, you do so many things with kids. What do you have that us older people do?" Well, believe it or not, I'm working on a program that I call Sinking Bass. And so stay tuned. This is for the people that might be 50, 60 that want to get out, don't really know what they're doing. And Seniors Kicking Bass is something I've done through the years, going into retirement homes and talking to the people. And it's so rewarding to me when they share their experiences. So that might be coming. Ron, let's go to that last break, and I'll give you a little bit of rundown on what's coming ahead.
All right, sounds good. What's in outdoors? Bill Totten, stay tuned. We're back with more after this.
Things have changed for everyone, but farming and ranching are just as important as ever. Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply is here to help you continue to feed America. Bluestem's Get Ready for Spring Flyer will help you save on work clothes, boots, tools, and supplies at prices that will help you stretch every dollar. Save a bunch during the Spring Savings Event, now through April 24th. Check out all the items on the Get Ready for Spring Flyer at Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply, West Highway 50 in Emporia.
Get your spring vehicle maintenance done at Express Tire and Auto. Whether you drive a car, truck, or ATV, the professionals at Express Tire and Auto can diagnose the problem and repair your ride. See them for free tire checks, new tires, and automotive repairs. They're also an authorized Polaris dealer with ATV sales, service, and accessories. Express Tire and Auto will keep your transportation in top condition. Express Tire and Auto, 806 East 12th, open Monday through Friday till 5:30, Saturdays till noon.
KVOE Live and Local, you're tuned in to What's In Outdoors every third Friday of the month right here, hosted by Phil Totten. There's Council Grove Lake Studio North is where Phil is reporting from this morning. Phil mentioned he'll be back at Payrock tomorrow, 10 until noon. A lot of activities happening at Payrock. They always have something, seems like, going on there, and Phil will be a part of it. But you're busy with more than just that this weekend, it looks like, Phil.
Oh, yes. Of course, Payrock, getting out and visiting with people, getting more connections, getting them to the outdoors, and they just got so many activities. I know you had Alex on the show, just a great young lady taking over for Daphne Mays, and meeting some of the students that are looking at having a career in the outdoors. I do want to remind people that Watson Outdoors has a $1,000 scholarship for kids that want to get into communications, that have a love of the outdoors, whether you want to be a photographer, a game warden, anything, a fishing biologist. I met a real nice young man there yesterday named Austin Smith, and he come from North Dakota, and then just out of nowhere, he showed up and he helped Patricia Sine Riz with the Migrant Education Program and me do the fishing presentation to these fifth graders. That was just so rewarding. So these are our future. That's what I told the fifth grade class. What do you represent? You represent the future. So pay attention to your education. Try to get that set goes and live the life. But hope to talk to people tomorrow there about this mission of mine at Earth Day events at Payrock. Sunday I'll be going to Sterling and judging another NSTRA field trial. These are always fun to me, the characters you meet, and of course seeing the dogs. And I've met more young dogs that turned into old dogs, young kids that turned into grown men with families through my years of being a field trial participant. Hope to come home with a few more raised-release birds and see if I can't get the population going a little bit more here in Morris County. But, folks, Thursday, April 25th in Salina is the regular KDWP commission meeting. And now, if you're interested in how things happen in Kansas, especially in the outdoors, you want to pay attention to what goes on in these commission meetings. They even give you an opportunity to voice your opinion and what you want to say. Of course, now with Zoom, you don't need to go to Salina. You can attend that with through a Zoom coverage. If you never have done a Zoom meeting, that's something else for this old dinosaur, but I've learned to do it, so I know you can. I'm really looking forward to an event next Saturday around the Independence area at Remington Ranch. And it is their annual Youth Outdoor Experience Day, where they'll be introducing kids to firearms. I sort of call it a cast and blast event. They will have fishing, and last week we had a hunter on the show to tell about that, so I'll be joining up with her again. So that ought about do it, Ron, for this month's show. If anybody has any questions about Kansas Outdoors, please give me a call, 620-794-5373, or shoot me an email at outdoors@kvoe.com. Phil, have a wonderful week.
And don't forget, Phil alluded to this, but the summer-long family fun fishing contest, what that starts, June 1, Phil?
Yes, it'll be June 1. Thanks for reminding me, Ron. You can tell where my mind goes. My mind is out going fishing right now. But, oh, yeah, I tell you, I relive so many of my youth experiences. And what I told the kids yesterday, what was the definition of fishing? You know, so we get all kind of different answers. But to me, fishing is catching miles of memories the last time. And so these kids, when they send their stories to us, and it'll be on a different email, hopefully we can get something up on the Watson Outdoors page. Okay. And, of course, I'll have flyers around town, or contact me. You simply just send me a picture and of your catch. We have four species, and the other one is anything you catch. But we recognize catfish, any species of bass, sunfish, and crappie. And then the last one is anything you catch. I remember bringing a snake into the house, and mama, look what I caught. And Philip Ward, get that snake out of the house. So, you know, when they put the whole name and the middle name, you got to act. But just the stories these families share with me about the adventures in the outdoors. And that's why I'm really looking forward to with getting the seniors kicking bass started out at Payroth, so we can talk to the older generation.
Sounds
and
good.
We'll see how childhood memories. So, yeah, we'll get more out on the contest front. People, get out in the great outdoors and have a good time.
Phil, thanks. Appreciate it, my friend.
Take care, man.
Yeah, Phil Totten, Once In Outdoors, every third Friday here, KVOE Live and Local, brought to you by Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply on West Highway 50. If Bluestem doesn't have it, it probably is not around. Bluestem Farm and Ranch, and by Express Tire and Auto on East 12th near the Water Tower. John and Jenny and that exceptional crew at Express Tire and Auto will take great care of you. It's 8:52.
This is a special report from ABC News. Israel.